Take a look around. No one stands out.
A spy is nondescript.
Brian Dugan, assistant special agent in charge of counterintelligence at the Washington field office of the FBI.
A spy is going to be someone that's going to be a student in school, a visiting professor, your neighbor, someone that could be a colleague, or someone that shares a soccer field with you.
And on the streets of Washington, D.C., an unprecedented number of foreign spies looking for Americans. And there's a reason for that. Americans, in the mind of a Russian spy, particularly those of us in the Washington region, have a bit of a reputation.
In the first 20 minutes, you know the whole story of the concrete person. He or she tells you when she was divorced, why, and all the family problems.
That was Sergei Tretyakov, Russia's number one spy who defected to the U.S. And he made that statement just 3 months before his sudden death, 9 years ago. And he also said this.
Cold War never ended.
And as we've learned, since 2016, that statement has never been more true than it is right now. And the FBI has got a big job to do.
We're the defensive agency here to make sure that we keep them in check.
But in order to protect the nation's secrets, the U.S. also has an offense that works overseas. It's called the CIA. You hear all the time how hard and stressful the work is. Here's a true story that illustrates why.
I had to mail a letter to an agent without the opposition knowing it.
Mark Kelton is retired from the CIA. He was working behind the Iron Curtain.
It was January, very, very cold, below zero. And after a long route to try to ensure that there was no one behind me, I got to the place where I was supposed to mail it. But, you know, the fear, of course, of getting caught, I was actually sweating. It was well below zero, but sweating because of the concern. My hands were so cold, I opened the letterbox, went to slip the letter inside. The letterbox itself dropped with a clang. Then I looked up and down. It was a vacant street, wondering if anybody had heard me. I'll remember that till the day I die.
And the tradecraft that Kelton used to pull that off was learned right here in the City of Secrets. And in my final report,
I want to be your friend.
The future of spying in Washington. J.J. Green, WTOP News.